To New South Wales now, and the organisation which runs ethics classes in the state's public schools says its future is being put under threat by the federal government. The government had been considering application from the organisation for tax-exempt status and has now ruled that it won't grant it. Will Ockenden has our report.
It's the last lesson of the school day at Ultimo Public. This group of Year 5 and 6 students are taking the weekly ethics class rather than religious scripture.
All right, so we're going to be talking again about voting today and for the next week as well. Do you remember the specific scenario, anyone?
Today's discussion centre around elections. The students are nutting out if it's okay to vote for someone without knowing their policies beforehand.
Luke thinks that the policies are good. I think it was leading to that he was going to vote for her anyway.
Each scenario is discussed and debated. There's far from universal agreement. The students, like Kyle, are having fun.
I don't really go to any scriptures. All I'd be doing is board reading a book in non-scripture, so I thought it'd be a fun idea to come into ethics.
Why don't you go to scripture?
Because I just don't feel like doing it since it seems like a little weird.
And do you like ethics?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a lot more fun than I thought it'd be.
The not-for-profit provider of the classes, Primary Ethics, says the future of ethics classes are under threat. Like the religious organisations which run scripture, Primary Ethics receives no money from the state government. But unlike the religious organisations, it doesn't have what's known as deductible gift recipient, or DGR status, which makes attracting donations hard.
The federal government is basically condemning Primary Ethics to extinction because we'll have no funding, and without funding we cannot continue to provide ethics lessons.
Bruce Hogan is the organisation's chairman.
I think Primary Ethics will be fortunate if it lasts to mid-2014, and that is on the assumption that it continues only to do what it's doing now. It is a resource-stressed organisation.
In order to get DGR status, Primary Ethics had to ask the Assistant Treasurer David Bradbury for special approval. After nearly 2 years of considering the application, the government knocked it back, saying there wasn't sufficient exceptional circumstances for it. Bruce Hogan has recently written to the government again, urging it to reconsider.
Look, it is at the government's discretion to decide whether or not to grant Primary Ethics DGR status. So to that extent, it's never final. But it is so disappointing to think that there are in total over 100,000 children, and yet we're only being able to reach 7,000 children. We're only in around 200 schools. There are 1,600 public primary schools in New South Wales.
Why do you think the government made this decision?
That is a really good question. It beggars belief to me. I never envisaged that in taking on this task of guiding the development of this organisation, that this would be an issue. I always thought, naively, that this would be a straightforward decision and granted very quickly.
Since ethics classes were introduced in New South Wales, Primary Ethics has expanded into 200 schools, teaching thousands of students with hundreds of volunteers. Kelby Mason is a volunteer ethics teacher and hopes the classes will continue.
It's an injustice for the kids to otherwise be sitting around doing nothing or colouring in or whatever they have to do in non-scripture. I mean, they're not allowed to do any useful secular learning. They're not allowed to do any learning that, you know, maths or anything that would disadvantage the kids who went to scripture.
A spokesman for the Assistant Treasurer David Bradbury says while the government commends the work of Primary Ethics, DGR status is only granted in rare and exceptional circumstances. He says the government will respond to Primary Ethics in due course.
Will Ockenden with that report.